So let's review. Our Masechta begins by discussing the Malacha of Yitzah, carrying or transferring an object from one Rishus to another. The Mishnah began, Yitzis HaShabbos, Shtayim Sheinar B'Bifnim, V'Shtayim Sheinar B'Bechutz. There are four different ways you can be Chai for carrying from one Rishus to another. If someone is standing inside in the Rishus HaYachid, there are four ways to transfer something to the Rishus HaRabim, all of which are awesome. Two of them are awesome at the Raisa, and two of them are awesome at the Rabban. The same is true if you're outside in the Rishus HaRab. Out of four possible ways to bring something into the Rishus HaYachid, two of them are Asim Midereisa, and two of them are Asim Midraban. The Mishnah then spells out all eight cases by illustrating an example of a Balabais who is Bifnim in the Rishus HaYachid, and an Ani standing Bachutz in the Rishus HaRab. The Mishnah continues, Pashar HaAni Es Yadoi Lifnim. If the Ani reaches inside with something in his hand, V'nosin L'tich Yadoi Shal Balabais, and places that item into the hand of the Balabais. Oy, shenotl mi toicha v'hoitzi. Or the Ani reaches inside empty-handed and takes something from the hand of the Balabais and brings it out to the Rishus HaRab. In both cases, the Ani did both the Akira and the Hanocha. Therefore, ha'Ani chayiv u'Balabais potter. The Ani is chayiv midereisa and the Balabais is potter. The same is true if the Balabais reaches outside and puts something into the hand of the Ani, or takes something from the Ani's hand and brings it into the Rishus HaYachid. In both of these cases, Balabais chayiv, v'ha'ani potter. The Balabais is chayiv midereisa because he did both the Akira and the Hanocha, and the Ani is potter. However, if neither the Balabais nor the Ani did both the Akira and the Hanocha, rather, each one does only one part of the Malacha, either the Akira or the Hanocha, they each only violate an Isid Rabban. Therefore, Pashar Ani is yodi lifnim, v'notel Balabais mi toicha. If the Ani does the Akira by extending his hand with something in it into the Rishus HaYachid, and then the Balabais does the Hanocha by taking it from his hand, or Shenosin L'Teicha V'Hoitzi, if the Ani extends his empty hand into the Rishus HaYachid, and the Balabais does the Akira by putting something into the Ani's hand, and then the Ani does the Hanocha by bringing his hand out into the Rishus HaRab, neither one is Chayiv Midereisa. However, they both violated Nisid Rabban. Likewise, if the Balabais is the one extending his hand out to the Rishus HaRab while holding something, and the Ani takes it from him, the Balabais has done the Akira, and the Ani has done the Hanocha, so there is only an Isid Rabban. So too, if the Balabais extends his empty hand into the Rishus HaRab, and the Ani puts something into it, and then the Balabais brings his hand back into the Rishus HaYachid, the Ani has done the Akira, and the Balabais, the Hanocha. Here too, they both were over an Isid Rabban. To summarize, the Balabais who is Bifnim has Shnaim Shein Arba, two Midereisa, and two Midrabanan for a total of four. The Ani who is Bachutz also has Shtaim Shein Arba, two Midereisa, and two Midrabanan for a total of four, a grand total of eight. The Gemara begins by quoting the first Mishnah Masechta Shavuos, which cites four halachas that have this characteristic of Shnaim Shein Arba. Shavuos, Shtaim Shein Arba. Yediyas HaTumah, Shtaim Shein Arba. Maris Negoim, Shtaim Shein Arba. Yitzis HaShabbos, Shtaim Shein Arba. Now the Gemara asks, why are Mishnah mentioned two groups of Shtaim Shein Arba? Shtaim Shein Arba Bifnim, Shtaim Shein Arba Bachutz, while the Mishnah Shavuos mentions only one group of Shtaim Shein Arba. Rav Papa answers, Hocha de'ikr Shabbosu, Tanechiyuve upeturi. Since here in Masechta Shabbos, the main topic is Hilchos Shabbos, therefore our Mishnah brings cases which are both Chayiv Midereisa, as well as cases which are Aser Midrabanan. However, in Masechta Shavuos, that Mishnah only discusses cases which are Midereisa. Therefore, when that Mishnah in Shavuos says Shtayim Shein Arba, it means Shtayim, two cases of Yitziah from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRab, where the Balabais or the Ani transfers something out of the Rishus HaRab. Shehein Arba, two more cases of Achnasa, where either the Balabais or the Ani brings something into the Rishus HaYachid from the Rishus HaRab. All four of these cases are Asa Midereisa. The Daf ends by asking how the word Yitzis in the Mishnah and Masechta Shavuos can include bringing in from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. After all, Haitzah means taking out. It should be called a Hachnasa, which means bringing in. The Gemara answers, Tana Hachnasa Nami Haitzah Karle. As we learn in the later Mishnah, Hamoitzi Mishus L'Rishus is Chayiv. One who takes something out from one domain to another domain is liable. We see from there that Kol Akiris Chayvitz Mimkoimoi Tana Haitzah Karle. The word Yitzia means taking something out of the place it's currently in. So it's accurate to use the word hoitza or yitzias regarding taking something out of Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim or taking something in from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. The Gemara then points out that we can see this in our Mishnah as well, since our Mishnah also begins with the word yitzias HaShabbos and immediately proceeds with the first illustration of the Ani bringing something in from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid.